Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Play ball! It really is appropriate to say it this time. President Trump at the Yankees game last night. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Pump it up! Did you save me a donut from yesterday?
I did, actually.
Excellent!
I did.
The day,
yes.
This is going to be a marvelous,
wonderful day.
Yes.
Okay.
It's little things like that. Great. That's all we have anymore.
That's true. Sometimes.
Yeah. All right. So, good morning. Happy Friday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It is 6:09. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, I want to take time to thank my classy Detroit Tigers for laying down last night so the Yankees could have a win while President Trump's there. You know, they took one for the team, literally. And I just want to thank the Tigers for doing that, making the Yankees look good. Oh, no. Oh, whoa. Au contraire? No?
No?
You disagree?
What?
Uh-uh. The evidence is in. So far this year, the Tigers lead their series 4-1. And let's see. What was it? Tuesday night? The Tigers destroyed the Yankees 12-2. Wednesday night, the Tigers destroyed the Yankees 11-1.
But who's keeping score?
Me.
Oh, okay.
And then last night, and I'm going, what does Trump know? He's going in there. I get it. It's the anniversary, September 11th.
Sure.
It's going to be emotional. But I'm thinking, man, you picked a bad game to go to. Because the Tigers are going to destroy them again.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, wait, it's not scripted that way. Nope. Trump's there. Uh-huh. He's going to change the Yankees' luck. The Tigers are going to just maybe take it a little easy on him.
Yeah.
And, it worked. It worked. The Trump magic, once again. King Midas.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
The Midas touch.
Yankee
slugger Aaron Judge called Thursday's 9-3 win over the Tigers a surreal day. Yeah, after the butt whooping you took the previous two. No, he said it was surreal. Between meeting President Donald Trump before the game and commemorating the 24th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and Trump, of course, was in New York to honor the anniversary of that and stop by the Yankees clubhouse prior to the game, shaking hands. The Yankee superstar said he never met a sitting president before Thursday, while noting the importance of the day and the need to come together, no matter your beliefs. I think just especially today, 9/11, the strength and resilience that New York City showed during one of the darkest hours, darkest times, is just an important day for all of us to come together, really. And that was from Aaron Judge. You know, that was nice. He said it's just a surreal moment, surreal day, and for us to come out with a big win, especially the last two losses we had, it was an all-around great day. So, yeah. New Yorkers needed it. The Yankees needed it. It's good for President Trump to be out there. And apparently, he was greeted with USA, USA. Yep. Before being greeted by the crowd, Trump was welcomed by the players and staff at the clubhouse, like I said, and hailed the team as a great family. And, nice. You know, was, you know, positive all the way around. But he did, I think he did leave them with, well, he did lie to them a little bit.
Really?
Well, he said, yeah, you guys are going to, you know, be in the playoffs and take it all the way. And it's like, oh, yeah, they'll be in the playoffs, but they're not going to. Nah, they're
He's
not
trying
gonna...
to be an optimist, Bob.
Sorry.
Just trying to be an optimist.
Side note, Joe, I hope you're sleeping.
Uh-oh.
One of our account executives, Joe Herschel, who is, like, our Mr. Baseball.
A rabid fan.
And an encyclopedia of all baseball, not just his Yankees.
True.
You can ask him anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like you got to pay the guy to go to trivia night if you know there's going to be some sports stuff, especially baseball. He will crush it.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, we have a good little rapport back and forth. I'm not a Yankees hater. I mean, no, I'm not. Not once I got to meet, like, the Maris family and my son got to play with Roger Maris's grandson. It's like, no, I embrace that. That's history and that's awesome. Uh-huh. Plus the family was just
nice folks.
Super nice people.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. What else we got going on? Oh, Charlie Kirk. Not laughing at him. I'm laughing at the left and the lunacy and these absolute idiots. But shh. Let them keep it going. Let them keep talking stupid things. Let them get excited over the murder of a man and a wife and two kids who was a follower of Jesus Christ. And all he ever did was try to make people's lives better. He tried to help college kids to see maybe a different path, possibly a better way. So, yeah, let the haters hate. And let that continue on because the legacy of Charlie Kirk is literally exploding. I've learned more about the guy since that awful shooting. I've learned more about him. And the memes are everywhere. Clips of his debates with people.
Oh, they're awesome.
He's rocking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's up there with his heavenly father, and they're just sitting back and they're watching. They're watching this like a movie unfold, and there's always a plan. There's always something greater going on than we silly little humans can fully comprehend or understand. And I think part of this overall plan is Charlie Kirk, his words. The downside is you can't replicate him. He's basically the Rush Limbaugh of his generation, his genre. Mm-hmm. He's not a... There's nobody. It'll take several people, a dozen people probably, to continue the work at a pace and intensity that he was doing. But I got to tell you, just his legacy, just the video and the things that have been captured of things he's already done and said, and this really, this whole idea, this whole concept is so, it's so backfired on the left. I mean, they really did. They made a martyr out of him because there's so many people who may have heard his name. And then the only other reference they may have ever heard was one of their lefty friends who said, oh, no, he's a hater. He's really he's homophobic. He's real nasty. And they would just write it off. Okay, that's the end of that, right? But now they're going to be exposed to the truth.
Yeah.
To his love, to his wisdom, to his love for his family, his God, his country, how just articulate, smooth, and bright. And that's a gift. That's a God, literally a God-given gift. The ability that he had, especially at his very, very young age.
Now, there had been rumor that due to this, Ben Shapiro would not be doing the college campuses. He came out with a very strong message saying, no, that's not true. I'm going to be out there. We're all going to be out there.
He said he took a momentary break out of respect.
Yes.
That's what that is about.
Yep.
It is 6:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Did I mention it's Friday weekend? 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's another day in paradise. Especially for Charlie Kirk.
Oh, yeah.
He's in heaven, smiling down. Who's going to pick up the mic? Who's gonna continue on? You know who should?
You. Hello?
Me. We all need to play a role here. We all need to work together. It's been clearly defined, if you haven't caught on by now, it is good versus evil. I'm sorry, I've got acquaintances, family, maybe even, that they're on the dark side, okay? It doesn't mean you don't love them anymore. In fact, maybe you got to love them harder. But we can't shrink anymore. That hasn't worked. We've got to be strong in our opinions and look out for each other, okay? And we got to push forward.
Mm-hmm.
If I knew exactly how to go about that, I would share that with you. But all I can do is say, and in many cases, maybe pray for an opportunity. And when it comes up, maybe you'll know it.
Well, it might be different for everybody.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's get to that and talk to Shep. You're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. On my way to Tampa. But I just wanted to let you know, when this happened on Wednesday, you know, my wife said, you know, that she was surprised I'm not angrier. And I said, I haven't processed this yet. It wasn't until yesterday that I showed any kind of reaction. But more to the point, Charlie Kirk and his stance on socialism, whenever somebody tried to challenge him, as I said, I grew up with a lot of Russians in my old neighborhood in New York. Brighton Beach was known as Little Moscow. In the Bronx, we had several old Russians who, you know, they were Soviet Union escapees. But more to the point, a number of years ago, there was a series called The Americans. And it was about two KGB agents that were posing as Americans. And it was a very authentic series. So I saw a behind-the-scenes program about it. They were showing how they did the program and how they can see. Anyway, they picked a street in Baltimore to represent a street in Moscow. So they put all these Russian cars on the street, and just before they were going to film, their Russian technical advisor said, wait a minute, you have to remove all the wiper blades from the cars. And the director says, why? They said, well, in the old Soviet Union, something as simple as wiper blades were so hard to come by that when people parked their cars, those privileged enough to own cars would remove the wiper blades and take them up to their apartment to prevent the wiper blades from being stolen.
Wow.
So just wanted to bring, that's just a little snippet of what life was like in the old Soviet Union. I remember Russians who told us as children horror stories about life under communism. And yet these bozos, if you tell them about that, their only answer is, well, they didn't do it right. You're going to tell me the Soviet Union had 70 years to get it right. And these are not stupid people. They couldn't get it right in 70 years, and yet you're still advocating socialism? Give me a break. See you later, guys.
All right, Shep. Drive safe.
There's perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how he's got the scanner on in the background. Law enforcement up ahead. Law enforcement. Just kidding. It's good. That show, The Americans, I agree. I thought it was very well done. Kerry Russell and I, if my understanding is right, they really, it was a pretty accurate portrayal of what was going on at the time. This was like very early, like Ronald Reagan years. And they did the way the Soviets, they would train up their people. No accents, you know, really worked with them, kept them separated from, you know, the rest of the population. And, yeah, they would work on sets almost like movie actors, you know, learning Americanism, if you will, so they could fit in. Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting and pretty well done. And Kerry Russell. She was like one of the main characters in that. And you probably remember she was also like, she was like a child star too. She had a show. She looks a lot different though. All I can remember about her show when she was younger was she had a lot of hair, a lot of curly hair. Do you remember the show, what it was called offhand?
You talking about the first one that she was on?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Family Ties or one of those types? She was the new next door neighbor.
Is that what it was?
Family Ties or the other one? Yeah, I always get the two. I think Family Ties.
Anyway,
she had a lot of hair. Right.
Yeah, that brings back memories because this whole series came out 10 years, more than that, I think. Yeah, here it is. 2013. It was from 2013 to 2018. So, yeah. And there was also some, you know, it was for adults. There's some scenes and stuff. I mean, it's nothing like, well, I'm not a prude, but. You know, now what do you want to watch with your little kids? Yeah. You don't need awkwardness. Mommy, what was that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Change of channel. Mm-hmm. USA! USA! Trump got another huge welcome. New York at the Yankees game. The left. I almost feel sorry for them, you know? To be such losers, to be so brainwashed, to be so wrong about everything, and Trump is still winning. They killed Charlie Kirk, but they will not even touch his legacy. In fact, it grows as we speak, and it will continue to. God bless America. Happy Friday. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And you never have to miss a minute of it. Search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every hour, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. Yeah, baby. Weekend is finally here. 6:39 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house, of course. Greg, you doing all right?
Oh, live with the dream. It's PGIF. We're here.
Yeah. Today is Drain Your Bank Account Friday.
Really?
Well, if you're like me and you got to pick up your boat after being repaired.
Oh.
Ouch.
Hey, it is payday, though. If there's so just you know, do the whole sign it off, hand it to them. And a little more. And
I don't make that much money.
Well, I said a little
not
more.
Not even close.
You know.
Yeah. And we get paid like every 2 weeks and still not even close. But you know what?
What's that? You're going to, well, but wait, you're going to have your boat back, right? See?
Yeah.
Be optimist.
I have a boat. It's a used boat. I didn't get in over my head, so to speak. We've had good service out of it for the most part. So I guess, you know, stuff happens, and hopefully after the expense of these repairs, we'll, you know, have a boat that will run, hopefully, relatively trouble-free for a while. And I mean, to have a boat, like I said, I don't make a ton of money.
Right.
So to have a boat, to have a Harley and the toys and the trips and that,
it adds up.
Well, I've been very blessed. Very, very, very blessed.
We're just kind of getting hit with the whole repair thing, because you've got the boats, I got the wife's car. Supposedly the part comes in from Germany that is costing so much, so yeah.
Well,
but it's not as bad as your boat bill.
No, I wish it was. I wish it was Dave Mays that was doing my boat repair. I'd be in a lot better shape. They take excellent care of me, and that reminds me, I have sort of a backlog there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do the Bob Rose vehicle parade at Dave Mays. It'll be like,
fix them all. Yeah.
Wait, I got to get another one. Dude. Wait, yes. I got to get. They're awesome. No, they'll take care of me. And what else is going on? Oh, we got some special guests.
Yes.
Speaking of blessings, you know, we've all been blessed. And Scott Coldwell, your buddy, and Rondo Hernandez, they're going to be coming along talking about a Give for Marion program.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's a great thing. That's coming up at 8:05. And then our friend Chris Wagner, who we speak to on the phone once in a while. We see him on the Book of Faces, but haven't seen him face-to-face in way too long.
Uh-huh.
And this guy trained law enforcement officers for many, many years, law enforcement, military, Second Amendment guy, gun guy, all that. So we're looking forward to actually having him in the studio, which is the best way to do it. And he'll be here at 9:05 because the topic, the big part of it is, hey, open carry, Florida. I mean, were we not pulling our hair out for a while?
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get this so-called, I mean, you've got this huge Republican majority in Tallahassee. Oh. They all pretend like they're, you know, all Second Amendment happy, and some of them are, and some of them aren't. Some are a little squishy. And the governor called them out recently, and I began to feel, honestly, not too long ago, you know what? It's never going to happen, I guess, in Florida. Because if you've got these kinds of numbers and they still can't get it done, I started to honestly maybe not give up, but I didn't get my hopes were not up.
Right.
Then you get this court case that comes to the appeals court, and bam, just like that, they go, no. You're infringing on the Second Amendment when you tell a person that they can't carry openly.
Right.
Now, it gets very, very tricky. And for right now, especially, because county to county, you could have a difference in how the sheriffs are approaching this.
Mm-hmm.
If I can rattle off the top of my head, I know that Gilchrist County is on board. You can open carry there. You can open carry in Levy County.
Levy, yep.
Uh-huh. You can open makes carry sense. In Clay County. I checked that out when I found out yesterday. Bradford County, yes. Gordon Smith.
Yep, good guy.
And let's see. Oh, but here in Alachua County.
There was a little confusion there initially.
Yeah. And I wasn't shocked when the sheriff came out and said, oh, no, you know, not too fast. We're not going to go along with that.
Uh-huh.
But then from our local circuit came Brian Kramer, the DA.
Yep.
He came out and said, no, we're not going to prosecute, you know, anything on open carry.
Right.
Now, to be clear, private property rights have to be respected. If the sign on the door says no firearms here, you have to respect that or you could get trespassed.
Mm-hmm.
And
but Alachua County did clarify after that came out.
From the office. Yeah, yes. they were guided through some clarification.
Yes, they were. So they will not arrest you if it's only an open carry.
It's not probable cause to just go, hey, pal, what's going on here? What do you think you're doing?
But can we say something here? Don't be one of those YouTube jerks to go out to taunt the police,
right,
to get your little views, to not want to give ID after they've approached you. Don't be one of those jerks that makes us all look bad.
Right.
Those
give
guys.
Law enforcement a minute
to
catch up to the change.
Yes.
Because it did it did come kind of, well, people to follow it intensely, you know, like Luis Valdez and stuff, and Chris Wagner, they probably saw this coming. But for most of us, no. So it came all of a sudden.
Right. But the Florida statute is still there.
Yes.
Which is why it's a little iffy and why you just got to be a little patient. But yes, check with your local sheriff's office.
Err on the side of caution, my friends.
Yes.
All right. Oh, neat little piece from the Babylon Bee. And you know they deal in satire.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it has to do with Charlie Kirk. I'll share that with you. Coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy's here. Never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday! It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:51. Your top story, Charlie Kirk's legacy is exploding. Details coming up on that. Also, locally, statewide, and actually nationally, USN State of Florida flags fly at half-mast through Sunday in respect for Charlie Kirk and his very untimely passing. The governor putting that word out, so it's both the U.S. federally and then the state of Florida as the state flying half mast for the loss of Charlie Kirk, and we'll get into that. Like I said, a little bit further, but Trump being Trump,
yes.
Last night, Yankee Stadium, big game in the Big Apple. 24 years since 9/11. Remember, what was it, a year after 9/11? It was George W. throughout the pitch. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good pitch, too,
by
the way.
Well, he's a baseball guy.
So, yeah, he owned a baseball team.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Trumpster met with Aaron Judge and made an impression on him. So Judge decided to hit a couple bombs out there, and Yankees got out of there. I would call it a mild slump, and beat my Detroit Tigers, and you're welcome. And I told my Tigers, I go, hey, let's take it easy. Let Trump have his moment. Let's let the Yankees have their moment. Let's let the Yankee fans kind of have their moment, you know, this 9/11 thing, you know. And people from Detroit are like, are you kidding? It's been like 9/11 around here for 40 freaking years. Give them a break. Okay, maybe they didn't say it word for word like that. I did. Because I was born there, I can say that. But big win for the Yankees, 9-3. In their two previous meetings against the Tigers, let's see, on Tuesday, 12-2, Tigers, 11-1 on Wednesday, Tigers. But their bats took a break, and hey, good for the Yankees, good for Donald Trump. USA! USA! The chant. Everybody was chanting. It was good. New York needed it. We all need it. The doldrums, we're going to get past it, and we're going to win, and we're going to push forward, and we're going to take Charlie Kirk's microphone, and we're going to pick it up, and we're going to run with it. Oh, this just in, Dateline Heaven. Charlie Kirk, faithful follower and witness of Jesus Christ, has been welcomed home to enter into the joy of his Lord. Heavenly sources confirm that after 31 years of graciously allowing everyone on earth to benefit from his life, God deemed the world unworthy of Charlie Kirk and brought him into eternal glory where he belonged.
Nice.
A gifted and articulate apologist for Christianity and American values, Kirk was on record as stating that despite building a massive following and influencing global events, quote, unquote, it's all about Jesus. Reports from Satan's kingdom conversely indicated that there was joy and celebration that such a formidable warrior had been taken out of the fight. At publishing time, Charlie Kirk, good and faithful servant, had arrived into the open arms of his Savior. And Yes, while the uglies on the left are cheering this, Kirk is winning, Jesus is winning, we the people are winning, and we just need to continue and pick up his legacy and expand it, because it is. It is exploding. I love it. All the memes, all the snippets of conversations and debates in very bite-sized pieces have been going through the internet and Facebook and other social media. And I just think that is tremendous, wonderful, and it's going to keep going and growing because so many people never got exposed to him because their friends said, oh, no, this guy's a hater. Mm-hmm. He's anything but, and people can and will discover that for themselves.
Well done, Babylon Bee. That was done very well.
37-year-old illegal alien from Cuba is in a Dallas County jail after he allegedly decapitated a man in an area hotel. A video shows a man carrying what appears to be a blood-dripping severed head across the motel parking lot and throwing it into a dumpster. The Cuban national with a lengthy violent criminal history was released by the Biden administration into Texas on January 13th.
Just a
week before President Trump was sworn in as president, according to ICE. Yeah. Way to go, Brandon. Much more to come. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.